View with Adam Gilchrist is brought to you by Emirates. View the world of business from a different perspective with Emirates First and Business. Fly Emirates. Fly better.
And welcome to the Emirates World View. Adam Gilchrist in London will be giving you all those top stories that you need to know about, those global stories that are also trending. But if you want to win yourself R1,000, this is a great opportunity for you to do so. All you have to do is send me a question about the world. So that's any question you'd like answered. And you can send it to our WhatsApp, 072-567-1567. If we answer your question, then that R1,000 is yours. It's as simple as that. But let's get into the story, shall we? Adam Gilchrist, good morning. Okay, let's try that. There we go. There we go. Now I can hear you. Morning, sir.
Good morning. Groundhog Day in 10 seconds.
Now, the Dutch terror attack, eh? Three people die, but was it actually terrorism?
There's a question, indeed. Yeah, we know that there is a Turkish man who once upon a time fought in Chechnya and may have had some links to some Islamist extremists, a guy called Gökmen Tanış. He's under arrest after this shooting. Three people shot dead, five injured it was, some are in a critical condition. And the point is, we don't know if it was a terrorist incident. The Dutch Prime Minister said it was at a certain stage, but that was during a large manhunt, all this in the Dutch city of Utrecht. Schools and mosques were closed at one stage, effectively closing their doors. The city went into lockdown. But there are those witnesses from the original incident who suggest that actually this guy appears to have been having a fight with a woman, a domestic row, if you like, which escalated, and the suspect was attacking her, at which point people intervened, and when the people intervened, he pulled the gun and started shooting. That's certainly one take on it, but we have all sorts of officials and counter-terrorism police and so forth looking at the other links, and the fact that he'd been in Chechnya, I suppose, slightly muddies the waters. It's not important to the families and those involved. You know, it's awful for them, but it's kind of important in the greater scheme of things, isn't it?
No, it certainly is. Now, a Brexit spanner in the works. Hold on.
Oh, yeah.
Where's my shock and surprise, Mario? Have you got it for me? Thank you very much. Okay. So, a Brexit spanner in the works, and it may, pardon the pun, cause confusion at an EU summit.
Yes. The EU summit starts on Thursday, and the British Prime Minister will be there, along with the other 27 EU leaders. And, yeah, they'll be talking a bit of Brexit, but do you know what they'll be looking for? Given that we leave a week on Friday, I mean, that's how close it is.
Yep.
Suddenly, the Speaker of the House of Commons, the man who's basically entrusted with safeguarding tradition and procedure and democracy in Parliament, has not just ruffled a few feathers, he's ruffled the whole damn chicken with this, basically. He has said that Theresa May cannot keep going back to Parliament with the same deal and asking them to vote on it. He says that there are rules and conventions that date back to the year 1604 that mean that you can't keep just voting on the same thing in the same session of Parliament, which is being seen as a huge blow to the Prime Minister's plans, because she absolutely wanted to get people to vote on her deal. It was thought there were certainly some beginning to go over to her side, thinking that any deal is better than no deal or a delay. And all of our newspapers here in London today are talking about the Brexit wrecker, the Brexit destroyer, a constitutional crisis, you name it. Yes, the spanner in the works is certainly what's happened. We just don't quite know how the works will work out still.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, as an outsider looking in, and you listen to what May puts on the table, and you're going, but hold on, that's not very different from the last one.
No, absolutely, you're right.
So, you know, so why go back and back and back and flog a dead horse? I mean, that just doesn't make sense. So I'm quite frankly thinking that good on Mr. Order. But anyway, moving along to a mega drugs bust. This is a huge haul of hash which has been seized in the Arabian Sea.
There are, of course, always a lot of negative drug stories around, aren't there? But this must be a positive one, in that we have, it's one of the European team, I suppose it's European and American team, who are patrolling the Gulf, the Arabian Sea, the Indian Ocean, looking for drug smugglers. At one stage, of course, they were very high profile. These days they're a little bit under the radar, but this one's popped up above the radar because it's a Royal Navy destroyer, as it happens, HMS Dragon, which has just stopped its eighth drug smuggler's boat in a 5-month deployment, this off pretty much the coast of Yemen. It took in 2,500 kilos of hash. But in those 8 drug busts, the crew of HMS Dragon have now seized, getting on for $200 million worth of illegal drugs, including 18,000 kilos of cannabis, 450 kilos of heroin, and a large pile of crystal meth. This ship is now making her way home in a straight line, I'm sure. Mission accomplished. That's an enormous amount of drugs to have taken out of the system.
No, indeed. Indeed. And finally, the Belgian bird bids. You've got to be careful how you say that. A racing pigeon has been auctioned for a fortune.
Yeah, a champion racing pigeon sold for a record 1.25 million euros, pretty much 20 million rand, for a pigeon. A plucky pigeon called Armando. Well, let's hope he's not too well plucked. The 5-year-old Armando is described as the best long-distance racing pigeon that Belgium has ever had. I have no idea how many they've had, but they've probably had a few. Number one in the pecking order. In fact, he is nicknamed the Lewis Hamilton of pigeons. He's actually now retired from racing, this 5-year-old, and he does what birds and, I suppose, bees do best. And it appears the auction got in quite a flap. There were 2 anonymous bidders from China who were trying to outbid each other, which is why the price went up and up and up and up. But still, Kino, I mean, obviously, this is a class pigeon act. But 20 million rand, let's see, what would you rather have? 5 Ferraris or a pigeon?
Neither, but I'd rather buy a very nice house somewhere, thank you, with a great view.
All right, anyway. An extremely nice house. And a Ferrari or a pigeon.
Well, okay. We'll put one Ferrari in there. No problems whatsoever. Adam, thank you so much for that. Looking forward to tomorrow, same time. Now, every day on the Emirates Worldview, we've been asking you to send us a question on any world topic that you'd like to know more about. You can stand a chance to be 1,000 rand wealthier by voice noting us that particular question, just the way one dealer has.
With the introduction of artificial intelligence, is there a possibility of artificial emotion as well?
It's a brilliant, brilliant question. So we went to Professor Chilitsi Marwala, who's the Vice Chancellor at the University of Johannesburg, and he's done his PhD in just that. No, not emotion, artificial intelligence. Here he is with the answer.
Already, artificial intelligence is able to simulate emotion. The question is not whether it is able to simulate emotion. It is how good it is able to simulate emotion. Is it able to do that exactly as human beings display emotion? And the answer is not completely yes. It can do emotion, but it certainly is not as good as a human being.
Well, there we go. Question was answered. So congratulations to Wandile for asking a fascinating question there. You've had your question answered, which means that 1,000 Rand is cash is yours. That cash definitely is yours. And that's courtesy of Emirates. Emirates, a new level of comfort on board. You can experience a new level of comfort on board Emirates Business. Fly Emirates and fly better.
If you have a question on an interesting topic for Emirates Worldview, send us a WhatsApp voice note on 072-567-1567 or hashtag Emirates Worldview on Twitter. There's more Emirates Worldview on capetalk.co.za.